London tour guides recommend must-see day trips from their busy city, and we'll meet the yeoman warder who tends to the ravens at the Tower of London, a job that's said to be indispensable for the safety of the kingdom. That's just ahead on today's Travel with Rick Steves. If you're planning a trip to Europe, you may have noticed that a lot of flights from the United States connect through London, through Heathrow Airport, and sometimes you're left with an awfully long layover. Instead of wasting hours hanging out at the airport, why not head into London for the day? We've invited London guides Stephen Beck and Deborah Hayburn to join us and share their tips about getting into the city to make a day of it, and then getting back to the airport in time for your flight. Stephen, Deborah, thanks for joining us here in our studio.
Thank you.
Pleasure, welcome.
So, is it realistic to have a long layover? Let's say you got an 8-hour layover in Heathrow. Deborah, is it realistic to actually check your bag and go into town?
Yes, it is. It's very easy. It's 50 minutes on the tube, mm-hmm. the underground,
right,
to get into central London. And it's...
And you've got the express, the
And
train.
the Heathrow Express goes into Paddington.
Straight to Paddington. And from there, you've got the tube.
And that's 15 minutes, every 15 minutes.
So four times an hour, and you're downtown in less than half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
and when
yes.
you can go into town, you can go mm-hmm. out back the same way. And it's just
absolutely.
As reliable and mm-hmm. convenient.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, Stephen, most people would go through Heathrow, but it's also conceivable you could land in Gatwick, London's second airport, and
yes.
Gatwick has a good connection into London.
A similar thing, the Gatwick Express, and that heads into Victoria. In mm-hmm. some ways, if it depends where you want to be in London, but mm-hmm. if you wanted to go to Buckingham Palace or Westminster, mm-hmm. that's even closer.
Yeah.
So it takes 30 minutes
okay.
on the fast train. And Deborah and I, we were discussing about leaving luggage, you know, and building some time for perhaps maybe a delay, but, you know, mm-hmm. an hour and a half, maybe a couple of hours if it's Gatwick. Mm-hmm. And so if you allow that on either side and you've got 8 hours,
yeah.
you could have 4 hours in London.
Yeah.
When you are going back to the airport, as an American especially, you should give yourself a little extra time. I know from the airports in Europe, you have to go through extra security hoops to fly to the United States.
Yes.
Yes, you have to allow the time. Also, to get into, there's not only the Gatwick Express, but Southern Rail, mm-hmm. One of the other train companies, they run a service into Victoria, which is about every 30 minutes. It's a lot cheaper than the Gatwick Express and takes about the same time.
Okay, so there are ways to get quickly and efficiently and economically
yes.
into London. A lot of people are stressed out by Heathrow because it has five terminals. I think generally when you go to and from the United States, you use Terminal 5. Is that right?
That's depending on the airline,
British Airways.
Could be Terminal 2, Terminal 5, or
okay.
could be Terminal 4.
Okay, so
I've been flying from Terminal 3 with Virgin and Delta.
Okay. If you're flying in and out of different terminals, how tough is it to connect the terminals?
It's very easy. Follow the signs. It's really well signposted.
What about the practicality of your bags? If you have a chance to check your bags through, that's the best thing. But
yes.
if you're picking up your bag, is there a way to lock it up, or do you check it onto the flight? You can't even check on that early to a flight out, I don't think.
They have those baggage
yes.
storage facilities. Deborah and I were thinking about this and talking about this at Heathrow, at St. Pancras, at Paddington.
Okay.
So if you
build
in
your
time,
bag at the airport, don't take it into town.
I would leave
yes,
it at the airport.
Yes,
yes,
yes.
You can pre-book as well online. You can pre-book to leave your luggage.
Oh, you can.
Which should save time.
Good tip. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Deborah Hayburn and Stephen Beck. We're talking about what to do with a long layover in London. Now, let's say you get in and out and you factor that time. You've got five mm-hmm. or 6 hours in London. You could go into London. One thing to remember is London is very congested, so it takes longer to get around in conventional traffic, you know, mm-hmm. with a taxi or a bus. But London is also a great walking city, so you could consider going to one area and walking around. Deborah, if you had 5 or 6 hours, mm-hmm. you're a guide, mm-hmm. and you're going to show somebody around,
mm-hmm.
What would you cover? I mean, I know it's ridiculous to see
okay.
London in 5 hours, but you got 5 hours.
Yes.
You've never been to London. You may never be there again. What would you do?
Well, it does make a difference whether somebody's been or not been,
mm-hmm.
And also how tired they are. I think I would bear in mind as
Let's
well.
Let's say they're tired and they've never
yeah.
been there before,
okay.
and they may never be there again.
Mm. I think I would probably get them to Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
And from Victoria, I would go down to Westminster Abbey. But I think I'd probably go on a double-decker bus.
Uh-huh.
I probably wouldn't walk. I
so
probably
you could
wouldn't
hop
walk.
On a double-decker bus.
I would
bus.
Probably do a double-decker bus.
Ideal if you're tired.
Yes, that's right.
And they're everywhere. There's competing companies. You spend $30 and you sit on the top deck if the weather's good, and you sit there and you hear the story and you look at everything.
Very nice. You can even just get an Oyster at the airport, and you can get an Oyster card online before you travel as well, if you know what your plans are.
So an Oyster card is a pass for the subways.
Card is a pass for public transport.
Right.
So you could even just get an ordinary bus if you wanted to, or get on one of the hop-on, hop-off buses.
I would say you're frantic to have a good time. You're overwhelmed. You're tired. Just hop on a double-deck bus,
sit on the top,
and relax. You're going to be stuck in traffic, but you're looking up at all these great sights.
Exactly.
And you got a guide.
You're going to get exhausted if you go walking. Exhausted.
Okay, Stephen, let's say we have a person with a little more energy and they do want to walk. You can start anywhere in town and you got 3 or 4 hours to walk around. Where would you walk?
Well, I would say, Deborah's talking about starting in Victoria. I think that's eminently sensible. You could then get to Buckingham Palace quite easily, walk up to Buckingham Palace, enjoy a look at Buckingham Palace. It depends. You might even be there for a guard change. You never know. It's every day in summer, not every day in the off season. Mm-hmm. You could then walk through St. James's Park, a lovely park, to Westminster Abbey. And you could perhaps have a look round the church, or head past the cabinet war rooms to Whitehall, to Downing Street, to Trafalgar Square.
All these famous places, and they're all, I can just, as you say that, I can see each one from the last. It's a very reasonable walk. What do you see when you walk up Whitehall, Deborah, and then you land in Trafalgar Square? Talk us through that.
Well, on the way up, you'd see the cenotaph where the commemorations take place for the fallen in the First and Second World Wars.
So you've got
and
memorials,
all the wars.
Memorials.
You've got memorials
all along the way.
You've got government buildings. You've got the Treasury Building. You've, of course, got Downing Street.
So we hear about number 10, Downing Street, your White House.
Yes. You can't go into the street anymore, but you can peek through the railings and see number 10, Downing Street,
where
the Prime Minister
is. A commotion there by the gate.
There often is.
Sometimes the press, always police, always tourists looking
always
for the
Always police
Prime
and
Minister.
Tourists, that's right, yes. A little bit further up, you've got the Horse Guards. And if you're there at 11 o'clock, then they change the guards.
And at the top of the street, you've got
Trafalgar Square. And if you're there at lunchtime, St. Martin in the Fields, which is a beautiful church on the side of Trafalgar Square, they have free lunchtime concerts.
Nearby are two free museums, Portrait Gallery and the National Gallery. Stephen, you could pop in.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, absolutely. And if you're lucky, you can get maybe even a complimentary tour that they offer a couple times a day. Check online. But I mean, the National Gallery is one of the great European galleries.
You could say it's one of the top European painting collections, and it's free and it's right there.
Absolutely. From the
you got Leonardo da Vinci, you got Raphael, you got Rembrandt, you got Monet, the Impressionist.
Yes, you've got really important examples from each of those artists at the National Gallery.
Stephen Beck and Deborah Hayburn are London-based tour guides, and they're helping us navigate the possibilities for seeing one or two of the sights of their city, besides the airport, the next time your flight plans include a long layover in London. And Deborah and Stephen, you do have the option of not going into London and doing some interesting sights near Heathrow. Stephen, what's near Heathrow?
Well, 20 minutes away. Now, it depends. If you can pay for a cab, Windsor is 15, 20 minutes away. There is a bus route. It's a little more complicated.
No, time is precious on this day, so hop in a cab.
So let's do a cab.
Pay the money. You've got a travel partner. Share it. In 20 minutes, you're at Windsor Palace.
There you go. Mm.
Deborah, what's so big about Windsor Palace?
Oh, Windsor Castle is absolutely amazing. Even if you don't have time to go in, just to walk up to Windsor Castle and take a photo of it, and then walk down to the river.
I love
that. With Eton College on the other side.
Eton College, Windsor Palace,
and
Windsor Castle. It's a palace, but it's like a palace
in
a castle.
It's a palace inside, yes. But it looks like a castle, doesn't it? A huge castle.
And the town itself is a delight.
Yes.
You feel like you're in England. It's amazing.
You definitely are,
And you've got airplanes flying overhead because you're right by the airport.
Yeah.
Also, you got Kew Gardens nearby.
Yes.
Deborah, what would you find at Kew Gardens?
At Kew Gardens, and this is good if you are on a time schedule, if you do have enough money and you want to go in a taxi, go in a taxi. Don't bother to wait to leave your luggage, because at Kew Gardens, if you enter by the Victoria Gate, they have luggage lockers for £1.
Ah.
And they have large ones that will take a suitcase.
So that's a subsidized way to safely lock up your bag, because they don't want visitors to be running around the gardens with their bags,
apparently. That's right, yes.
Take advantage of that. Even a big bag you can store.
Even a big bag, a suitcase-sized locker they have. And inside, they have this most beautiful Victorian 19th century from the 1800s glass greenhouse.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's absolutely beautiful. And they have staircases inside, wrought iron staircases inside, so you can get up on a level with the large palm trees.
You've got water lilies that make you want to be a painter.
Yes, you've got...
You've got carnivorous plants that make you hungry. The Venus flytraps. You've got this jungle under that...
It is a beautiful 19th place.
19th century glass and steel greenhouse. So if you want to avoid the stress of the big city, you can just go to Kew Gardens.
And you can even go into the big city and avoid stress. Just go into Paddington. And when you get to Paddington, you would need to ask, but you take the appropriate exit out. You come out right by the Grand Union Canal and the Paddington Basin. A few yards to your left, you're at what is known as Little Venice. And you can walk along the Regent's Canal.
You can walk along there. You could take one of those canal boats.
You can take
and that will head out through Regent's Park, London Zoo, to even Camden. And we were talking about Camden a little bit earlier. It's one of the great markets. So actually, feasibly, what Deborah's mentioning, you could really get into a part of London and get out quickly.
And then it's time to get back. You retrace your steps.
Exactly.
You get back to Heathrow Airport. Mm-hmm. And you feel pretty smug, surrounded by a lot of people who have been sitting there for 5 hours.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is Travel with Rick Steves. We've been getting wisdom from our London guides, Deborah Hayburn and Stephen Beck, about making a layover in London a lifetime memory. Thank you so much.
Thank
Pleasure.
You. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you.
So maybe you're planning to stay in London for a while and you'd like some tips on day tripping out of town. Well, we'll explore that in just a bit. But first, the Raven Master from the Tower of London explains how he got one of the most unusual jobs in the United Kingdom and what it's like to live in the middle of all that British history while you're taking care of those lucky birds. That's next on Travel with Rick Steves.